speaking of, I'm wrapping Miles' birthday present. I got him a golf club. But don't tell him, it's a surprise.
Rose, honey, you've got to use some imagination. Now, I know what men like for their birthdays. They like a surprise that makes their libido stand up and say, hello, Dal.
Oh, I know. You can give Miles one of those boudoir photographs. You know, where you pose for pictures in sexy lingerie.
Oh, I don't know. I'd feel cheap. Like, well, like you.
Oh, Rose, come on. It's a great idea. The pictures are just an intimate way to let a fella know he's the one and only man in your life. I've done it 20, 30 times.
Dorothy, how would you feel about a birthday present of a picture of me in sexy lingerie?
I'd rather have the cash.
Actually, it's not for you, it's for Miles.
He'd rather have the cash.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about those ridiculous pictures Blanche puts on her Christmas cards?
Those cards are a moving tribute to the spirit of the season.
A moving tribute? The three wise men and you in a teddy following the Christmas star? Listen, Rose, if you're not doing anything right now, why don't you come with me to career day at school? And after I finish speaking, we can go out shopping for a gift for Miles.
You're speaking at career day?
Yeah, not that I want to. They have me working in the careers and teaching booth. Oh, Miles is going to be there, too, speaking about teaching in college.
Oh, speaking at career day is quite a responsibility. I still remember career day back in St. Olaf.
Check, please.
Günther Hanchop, St. Olaf's leading shepherd and notary, came to speak. Oh, it was so moving when he talked about his solitary existence with the sheep. No human contact for months at a time. Oh, just building a special relationship with God's simple creatures. I really wanted to help.
So you decided to become a shepherd?
No. I decided to give Günther a case of scotch. And he really appreciated it until he discovered what mean drunks sheep are. They're kind of like cows when they're drunk, you know what I mean?
Actually, that shepherd was probably better qualified to speak at career day than I. I mean, how can I tell the kids how rewarding teaching is when I really don't feel that way anymore? I mean, I'm so frustrated. Budgets are tight. Classes are crowded. If I'm lucky, I get to substitute in an English class. But usually it's... No, I can't even say it.
Driver's ed.
God, how I hate putting up those damn cones.
Oh, Dorothy, come on now. You'll do just fine. I will never forget career day at my high school. It was a turning point in my life. That was the day I decided I was going to marry a man who had one.
Anyway, as I was saying, teaching has many rewards, but none so great as knowing that you passed on the tradition of American education. Now, are there any questions?
Yes, Mrs. Bornack. What does Joe have to say about all this?
Joe who?
Joe Mama!
Rose, I think we ought to call that boudoir photographer today and make an appointment.
Blanche, I told you I am not going to do it.
Well, then you are making a big mistake. If you don't make yourself more interesting to Miles, you're going to lose him. Listen, he's at school every day with other women just looking for trouble.
Oh, no, he is not.
Okay, look at him right now, talking to that young thing. I know exactly what he's saying, too. He's saying, hey, Cindy, why don't I buy you a drink? Or even better, let's both get naked.
Why, that is a great idea. And I would say yes in a minute, but I thought you had a girlfriend.
Oh, we have an understanding, honey. I don't tell her I'm fooling around, and she doesn't ask any questions.
Blanche, I think I've heard just about enough. I don't want to hear another word about
this. All right, have it your way.
We have to get to the photographer now.
And so, are there any questions?
Yeah. What does Joe have to say about all this?
Mrs.
Mrs. Zabornak?
That's right.
You taught English. Eastwick High, 1975, when Mr. Martinez had a sex change?
Yes. I was there for the whole semester while he went shopping for new clothes. How's he doing?
He married Mr. Adkins, the gym teacher.
Do I know you?
Oh, you probably don't remember. Randy Becker, American Lit?
Of course, Aaron. My God, what are you doing here? Well,
that's my booth over there, Borealis.
Ah, Randy, Mr. Ditch Becker. And I knew where you were ditching every time, too, at the arcade. Wasting hour after hour, day after day, playing those senseless pinball machines. Boy, look at you now. Tell me, what business are you in?
Video games. I've made millions in video games.
Oh, this is so strange. You know, you teach kids year after year, but you never know how they turn out. Look at you. You turned out just great.
Hey, 75 was a big year for me. My grades were in the toilet. I was ready to bail till they brought in Attila the Sub.
I love that name. I earned that name.
Boy, you really got on my case. I appreciate what you did, Mrs. Zabornak.
Oh, please. Tilla.
You know, I just had the craziest idea. If you can inspire goof-off kids like me, think what you could do with my sales force.
What are you talking about?
Well, it just so happens that I need a motivational trainer, a teacher. You'd be perfect.
Randy Becker, are you offering me a job?
The benefits are pretty good. The pay's great, and you'd have a health plan. Well, I just have to see what Joe has to say about all of this.
You just have to see what Joe has to say about all this, huh? And this Joe, would he happen to be Joe Mama?
Hi, Joe Stewart, he's my business partner.
Oh, of course, no. Joe Mama's with IBM.
Are you gonna take Rose to that dirty picture place?
Yep. I'm just sorry I didn't think of it in time to have her picture painted. I've always wanted to sit for a portrait. An artist could use his palette to bring out my distinctive personality. My southern fieriness. He could showcase my inner beauty.
Plus, he could cheat and paint your head to scale.
Well, how do I look?
Look at Dorothy, ready for her first day as a successful businesswoman. Go get him, Tiger.
You look wonderful, Dorothy, but don't you think those shoulder pads make you seem a little aggressive?
I'm not wearing shoulder pads.
Oh. Well, in that case, go get him, Tiger.
You know, Ma, I've been thinking. Since I got a raise in salary, you should get one in your allowance, too.
And you ask why I love this woman. Somebody deserves a hug for that. But before I do, let's find out exactly how much I love you. Oh, come on. I love you more than that. Stan loved you more than that. Love, love, love that woman.
Well, I'm off. Wish me luck.
Oh, wait a minute, pussycat. I almost forgot. I packed your lunch.
Oh. Oh, Ma, you didn't have to do that.
I wanted to. Besides, it's the exact same lunch I packed for you on your first day of school.
Oh.
Salami and a thermos of wine. Remember, Dorothy, when you go to work today, be proud. You're a Petrillo, which in Italian means, hey, I'm on a break here.
I'm ready.
Where are you going with that thing?
Well, this is what I'm wearing for the photographer. It's the nightgown that makes Miles, you know, hot.
Maybe it's the, you know, flannel.
Rose, you don't understand. You cannot wear something that Miles sees you in all the time, honey. This is fantasy. You have to dress up to please him. Now, maybe I can help you come up with a costume. What's he like?
Well, he's serious and conservative and concerned about the world around him.
I know, a nursie. He'd like a nursie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Dorothy Zbornak. And for the next week, we will be exploring the skills involved in articulating ideas and relating them to other people. Oh. Now, I realize a lot of you haven't been in a classroom in years, but I promise you this will not be like school.
I have already read the book for the class, which is interesting, and I've also completed all the assignments for the class. Plus, this is a special report that I have written based on the extra research that I have done for the class.
We're never going to beat you people, are we? Now, the rest of us have a lot of material to cover today if we don't want to fall behind.
You're not really going to teach, are you?
But that is the idea.
Look, listen, lady, we're here because we know how to do our jobs. That's why they gave us a free week in Miami. I mean, usually we come to a seminar like this and you check off our names and we go play some golf. You're happy, we're happy.
Okay, Harry, I've just checked off your name. You're free to go. And if anybody else would care to go, feel free to. However, if you'd like to learn something, then I strongly suggest that you stay.
Now, that's a good one. Oh, that's a nice one, too.
Really? You don't think I'm showing too much skin?
Rose, move your thumb. Oh, and look at this one. That's beautiful. Absolutely breathtaking. That looks like something you'd see on a calendar in a muffler shop.
Oh, go on. Do you really think that's right for Miles? He's never seen that side of me before.
You mean the wanton rose? The harlot? The elemental woman who cries out for the fiery, passionate response of an elemental man? Is that the side you mean?
Actually, I meant my hiney. Miles and I always make love with the lights off.
Always?
Always. Well, except for the time we were listening to this concert on radio. And when the applause started, his clapper went crazy. The lights went on, off, on, off, on, off. And Miles did his impression of the old King Kong. We laughed and laughed. So I pretended I was Godzilla, and we wrestled, got all sweaty. Come to think of it, we never did make love that night.
If you didn't make love, what did you do?
Destroyed Tokyo.
Hi, Blanche.
Hi. How was your first day at work?
Terrible. They don't want a teacher. They just want a body to stand up there and look good so everyone can write off the trip as a business expense. Oh, and I had such high hopes for this job, too. Now I have no option but to quit.
Oh, Dorothy Zbornak, you hush yourself.
What?
Well, just because those people don't want to learn doesn't mean you can't teach.
Yes, it does.
Well, you know this stuff better than I do.
Oh, Dorothy, there you are. Dorothy, I'd like you to meet my friend Lillian. Lillian, this is my daughter Dorothy, the director of executive training for Borealis. I think that beats your son, the cable installer.
So nice to meet you, Dorothy. It's funny, though.
What?
I've known Sophia for almost 25 years, and until now, I didn't even know she had a daughter.
I'm sure she must have mentioned me.
No. She used to always talk about her parakeet, though. Yeah, she loved that bird. So, you were married to a prince.
We're looking at this one, pussycat. I'll explain about the parakeet later.
Sweetheart, that was a wonderful dinner.
It was a birthday I shall never forget.
Well, this one isn't over yet. It's time for your present.
Oh, hello, Fay Wray. Bring on the plane.
I'm talking about an actual gift.
Oh, an actual gift.
Rose, look who's here. These are my colleagues from the English department. Gentlemen, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Hello.
Come on in. We're just about to unwrap Rose's present here.
Oh, Mom, we don't have to do that right now.
Hey, don't let us spoil your birthday party. Go ahead and open it.
No, Miles, please, don't open it, please.
Why?
Because it's a naughty picture of me.
Oh, a naughty picture of you. Oh, Rose Island. Oh.
Gentlemen, before you all check your names off and leave, I would like a few moments of your time. When I first took this job, I just assumed that teaching adults would be easier than teaching kids. Obviously, I was wrong. True, it is hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but believe me, it is not impossible. Open your minds. Walk down new roads. Shake the cobwebs from your brains. You know, there's a time to play and a time to learn. And believe me, gentlemen, your lives will be much better if you make this a time to learn.
That was very moving. I'm almost tempted to stay.
That was very inspirational, Mrs. Zbornak. And now, if you excuse me, I must catch up with Tojo.
Tojo who?
Tojo Mama!
I got a message that you wanted to see me. Am I in trouble?
I wanted you to come down here so you'd see how good I was at firing up a class, but obviously it backfired.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Look, this is a very easy job. You know who did it before you? A tape recorder. So, enjoy it. This is my way of saying thank you.
No, I appreciate the gesture, but I think I'm better off in high school.
Why? What can you get there that I'm not giving you here?
A student like you. You know, all these gentlemen were goof-offs, and you were a goof-off, but I managed to cut you off at the pass. I figure the pass is about the 10th grade, and that's where I belong.
Well, that's what you really want to do, okay. Hey, listen, if there's anything I can ever do for you, you let me know, huh?
Well, you know, actually, I do have an idea for a new video game.
Really?
Yeah. See, there's this very old white-haired mother who keeps talking and talking and talking, and there are all these different ways to kill her.
Sounds kind of weird.
No, I've thought it all out. And then when you arrive at level 4, then you get to just nuke her. I mean, just nuke the hell out of her.
Oh, I know, honey, I know. But you've just got to find a way to turn this negative into a positive. Now, what was supposed to have been a private, intimate moment between you and your boyfriend turned into a sordid exhibition in front of strange men.
And what's the positive?
I slept with the photographer.
Rose, I came over as soon as I got rid of the guys. Hey, what were you thinking, dashing off that way?
I felt awful. That picture was meant for you. I feel like a complete fool.
Oh, sweetheart, no. Listen, let me tell you something. Back when I was in the Army, inside my locker, I kept a picture of Betty Grable. And she was wearing a lot less than you were wearing in my birthday photo. Sweetheart, she was the darling of America.
Miles, she was in her 20s, and she had the most beautiful legs on the planet.
The second most beautiful.
Oh, Miles.
Rita Hayworth had a set of gams on her. Well, no, look, sweetheart, about the age thing. Something I read someplace, I've always believed. You know, when you're young and beautiful, it's an accident of nature. But when you're beautiful older, you've earned it. That you created yourself.
Do you really think my picture's beautiful?
Rose, if I still had a locker, you'd be in it.
Oh, Miles.
Ma, what is that?
It's my new big screen TV, thanks to you and the generous raise in my allowance. Isn't she a beauty? Only 1,300 easy payments.
Ma, we have to talk.
The salesman tried to jerk me around on the price, but once he found out I was Jessica Tandy, I got a deal.
Ma, I wouldn't get too attached to this.
I've named her Tanya.
Ma, I quit my job at Borealis. I'm going back to teaching, which means I'm really going to have to tighten the purse strings around here.
And this affects me how?
Ma, you're not making this any easier. I quit because I wasn't happy there. Would you want me to stay someplace I was unhappy just because it paid well?
Yes, and I would encourage you to moonlight.
Ma, I quit because I wasn't reaching the students. I wasn't getting through. I'm going back to high school.
Look at this remote control. Feel the heft. Feel the power. I think I could start the car with this thing.
Ma, my mind is made up.
Whatever makes you happy, pussycat. Oh,
thanks, Ma. And I'm sorry, honey, but you're going to have to send back the TV.
Not if I could pay for it myself.
Oh? How do you propose to do that?
I have the negatives from Rose's photo shoot. It doesn't say much for this great land of ours, but there's a market out there.
You know, Mrs. Petrillo, I've never had a woman your age do a boudoir photograph.
Yeah, well, I want to have a good one for the obit.
Okay. Show me what you got.